In my 4 years here, I'm not sure if I could reduce what I believe to a set of theological statements or ideas. I think if someone were to ask me, "What do you believe?" I would maybe point them to the set of creedal statements that the Reverend Dean Hill mentioned months ago in a sermon titled, "A Word in the Wilderness." There, among other statements, he said, "God is love, and life is a sacred journey to freedom." I would also maybe point to Mike Mahargue's axioms about faith, where he states, "Faith is at least a way to contextualize the human need for spirituality and find meaning in the face of mortality, and God is at least the natural forces that created and sustained the universe as experienced via a psychosocial model in human brains that naturally emerges from innate biases." While my theology has changed over these last 4 years, I would say the real change in what I believe is not exactly the base narratives of my own personal creeds, but rather my attitudes about them. For our personal creeds deal with what it means to be. In these last 4 years, I oftentimes found myself trying to find the courage to be in the midst of the many tensions that exist within our modern, globalized societies and within my own story as I wrestled with my own humanity. In my 4 years here, I wrestled with doubt and the seemingly endless conflicts between my scientific understanding and intuition and my living, breathing faith. I wrestled with the dark nights in my soul. I wrestled with failures and loss, and I wrestled with the implications of my own smallness and our pale blue dot's fragileness in a large, cold universe, and with the death of my God felt at the loss of my freshman year's neatly wrapped up faith. But in the death of my God, I felt for a moment a connectedness between everything and the energy within myself keeping me alive. I felt for a moment existence itself. I wrestled with what it meant to hold convictions and identities in a pluralistic world. In my 4 years here, I figured out really quickly that life does not make perfect sense, and that while there are wrongs and there are injustices in our world that we need to resist, I also learned that humanity's distinct and diverse set of religious, spiritual, and cultural identities are all beautiful, and that unity is not uniformity. In my wrestling, I often felt connected to something greater. In the many conversations I had with colleagues surrounding justice, meaning, and the future of our world, there were times when I felt more alive. I felt the energy within me beating in a connection within myself to the millennia of traditions and ideas that are constantly in conversation with me. For moments, I felt the words of prophets and teachers, of the new being and of spirit, working through me. A few times, I felt for moments that these stories, my culture, my faith, and these conversations truly matter. So, in my experiences, I learned to be thankful, to listen, to empathize, and to engage. We exist for the time we do, and in every moment, we have the opportunity to engage. We have the opportunity to engage with ourselves, with what we care about, with our world, with those around us, and with the ground of being from which we exist. And it is within our wrestling with this holy tension in our own humanities, it is within our engaging with those of whom we may be unfamiliar, and it is within our finding the common grounds binding us, where we may see the face of God.